What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in today and coming to hang out with me. I'm super excited about today's episode. Karen Carr is going to be on the show with me here today. I'm going to be taking you through, we're going to be talking about her business journey and really what has gone into since I first met her. Karen is a current member of my Accelerator coaching program, and I first met her in July of last year, 2020, and she was doing all the things in her business. I mean, she had no time for anything. She couldn't even go on vacation without bringing her laptop and pulling it out and having to do things and having to take calls and stuff like that. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like something that that you have to do? I think we've all been there, right? But the idea is, hey, we've created our own business. The goal is hopefully not to have to do that. And also when I met her, she had done her first 50K launch. And again, she was still doing all the things. She had three VAs on her payroll, full-time VAs, and had nothing. She wasn't giving them to do, you know, anything to do. They had nothing to do, because she felt like she wasn't good, quote unquote, at delegating. She didn't want to have to boss people around, didn't want to manage them, etc. And so a lot of limiting beliefs around having a team. And then, so her goal was, I want to grow my business here while working less. Rick, how do I do that? And so we went to work, right? And so today you're going to hear about her journey. And what Karen does is she is a former realtor. I believe she's now a broker. I think that's the terminology. But her main business, like her only business here, isn't she has an online business where she teaches other realtors how to use YouTube to get clients. And she, my friend, just crushes it. It's just been so fun to watch her journey. I mean, just in March here, I'm recording this in early May, just 2 months ago, actually 6 weeks ago, she just did her first multiple six-figure launch. And she, that was her goal. She said, I want to hit multiple six figures. And she crushed that goal. She does a five-day challenge launch in a free Facebook group and has just continued to increase revenue when she launches. And so we're going to break it down here for you today. We're going to break down how she uses her team, how she's now working less than she ever has before with more revenue in her business than she's ever had before. She's been able to retire her husband from his full-time job. And we're going to break it all down here for you today. Karen is just amazing, and I'm super grateful to have her come on the show today and share her story and her lessons so that you can learn from what Karen has been doing in her business and go have success in your business as well. So without further ado, let's go hang out with Karen Carr. Karen, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh. I am so honored to be here. I mean, I've been a very, very long time listener. So to be here on your show is very exciting.
We are. Thank you. Thank you. We're about to celebrate 500 episodes here in the show. How many of those have you listened to?
I wouldn't say 500, but at least 250.
Okay. That's good. 50%. That's good. That's a lot to listen to 500 episodes.
Yes.
I don't know anybody who listens to every episode of a podcast. That's a lot. 250 is a lot. Yeah.
And I mean, you'd been around for a while before I even discovered you. So, you know, I was a late bloomer.
Well, late bloomer, but you're doing amazingly well in your business, which is what I want to talk to you about here today. So we're going to cover the gamut here. And just like always, just as I mentioned to you right before you hit record, I start with a blank Google Doc in front of me. I'm not the type of interviewer that has like, I got to ask this question. You were like, yeah, I know. I listen to the podcast. So before we dive into all that, let's have you introduce yourself and who you are, what you do, and how long have you been actually doing this as far as the online business goes?
Yeah, this journey is crazy. I am a realtor. I have been a real estate agent since 2005. I got my real estate license when I lived in Napa, California, and worked out there for about 9 years before we decided to relocate cross country to be closer to my mom and dad and my husband's family, because we were in California and all of our family was on the East Coast. So in 2013, we just bit the bullet and decided to move. We moved to Hilton Head, South Carolina. And then a year later, we moved to Atlanta. And then 2 years later, we moved to Savannah. And having to keep moving as a real estate agent, when you move to a new market, you know nobody, nobody knows you. They've never heard of you. You have zero market share. Realtors don't do this online marketing stuff. It's literally like calling people and door knocking and farming a neighborhood and all of these very, very old school tactics, which truthfully I hate. And so I started a YouTube channel just as a way to get my name out there, to try to have some people find me and know that I even existed in this market where realtors in Savannah have lived here their entire lives. They are dialed in. They know everybody. They go to the country club. They know all the people. I'm brand new here. I know nobody except my mom and dad, which is the reason we moved here. And so I really thought this YouTube channel was just going to be a branding strategy. And it completely blew up, started bringing me more business than I ever could have imagined. Within a year, I went to my broker and said, I am so busy. I need to form a team. I need to hire people to help me because this is crazy. But then I started getting all these phone calls from other real estate agents going, I follow your channel. And I said, why? Like, why? If you're a realtor in Seattle, why would you follow my channel? And they said, well, it seems like it's working for you because you keep doing it. I said, oh my gosh, you have no idea how well it's working. And so after the 100th phone call like this, my husband said, you need to make a program for these people because the demand is there. And so he loves to take credit for my whole business because it was his idea. So I said, you know what? You're right. Because people want to learn another way of attracting business rather than cold calling people for 2 hours a day, which is seriously what all of the real estate brokers are still teaching people to do.
Or bus stop benches.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to make an online course. I don't know anything about it. I've taken a couple of online courses, but I don't know the first thing about it. I'm just going to make it and throw it out there. And at the very least, when people call me, I can say, I don't have time to answer your questions. Go take my course. And I'll make it really cheap so that everybody can take it. And when I launched it, I mean, I didn't even know how to launch it. I literally went live on YouTube and said, hey, I made a program, go buy it. And 40 people bought it at $297. So I thought, well, okay, that did much better than I thought it was going to. What if I actually tried to learn how to market this thing? Yeah. And so then I went down the rabbit hole. I discovered Amy Porterfield. I took Webinars at Convert. Then I took Digital Course Academy. I discovered Caitlin Batcher and how to run a Facebook group to engage these people. And I just started really learning how to do this. But I didn't even launch that program until July of 2018. That's when I launched YouTube for Agents, which is literally a course to teach real estate agents how to make videos that show up in searches so that buyers and sellers who want to hire a real estate agent will call them.
I'm just like, I'm quiet because I'm just taking
that
all
that.
That
was a very long answer to your
question. No, that's amazing. I want to know, how did the, so when did you start, what year did you start the YouTube channel?
I started the YouTube channel in 2014, but it was mostly like videos of my son learning how to crawl. I mean, it had nothing to do with real estate. They were like, my dog has a very, very long tongue. There was a video of her that went viral and got 500,000 views because she has this crazy long tongue. I mean, it had nothing to do with real estate. Yeah. I started putting real estate videos on the channel in 2016, very sporadically. No consistency, no schedule, no nothing.
Yeah.
Then we moved to Savannah. And I'm not 5 days after we get to Savannah, I get my first lead where he says, I found your YouTube channel. We've watched all of your videos. I feel like we know you already. Mm. We are selling our house in New York. We're moving to Georgia and we want to hire you to help us. Only he was moving to Atlanta and I had just left Atlanta the week before. So after I yelled at him and said, dude, you have the worst timing in the entire world. You couldn't have called me a month ago. Yeah. I live now 5 hours away. But they were so disappointed. Like he and his wife were so disappointed that I was not personally going to be able to help them, that I just had this big aha moment of, well, if they are that disappointed because they feel like they know me already from watching these videos and I had no strategy whatsoever, what if I actually had a plan? What mm-hmm. if I actually were consistent and I was making videos trying to attract these people? What would happen? I mean, within 6 months, that's where I was getting almost all of my business. It happened very, very quickly.
In Savannah?
In Savannah.
To a new market.
Yep. Brand new market. I didn't know anybody there. So, now, I've been a realtor for, at that point, like 12, 13 years.
Sure.
But I literally had lived in town for a few months.
Right. So were you just kind of doing like profiling different areas of Savannah and like local coffee shops and all that type of stuff?
So no, actually, that's very funny that you bring this up. Everybody thinks it's all about interviewing the local business owners mm-hmm. and doing these local coffee shops and like my five best places to get fish tacos. Yeah. My thought was, if somebody Googles where to get fish tacos, that doesn't mean they want to buy a house. That means they're hungry. And true. I don't need to be the digital mayor showing them restaurants. Like I am looking for people that are saying, hello, I would like to buy or sell a house in your market. And I have the intent to do it pretty soon. And I need to find a real estate agent. So my videos are all about real estate. Now they are things like living in Savannah, things I love and things I hate. Five things they don't tell you about living in Georgia. Seven reasons you will hate living in Savannah. So there's stuff like that, but they are absolutely trying to attract the person that is thinking of relocating to our city and doesn't really know anything about it. And they're going to need a place to live when they get here.
So you taught yourself YouTube is what I'm hearing.
Pretty much, yes.
Like keywords and how to write descriptions and all that stuff.
I mean, I started Googling everything I could find and I found Sonny Lennarduzzi and Daryl Eves and Nick Nimmin and Justin Brown and all of the YouTube educators. And I just watched all of their content trying to learn this stuff. But most of those are meant for people that want to be influencers. I didn't want to be an influencer. I just wanted to be a realtor in my market. So I had to figure out how could I take what they're teaching and make it more applicable to a hyper local business.
Yep. Okay. I love this. I actually didn't know some of that story. And that's fascinating that was all working the way that it did. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, when you came into Accelerator originally, I don't remember what was the launching that you were doing as far as revenue goes. I know that you were doing some launches, they were doing okay, but I'll never forget. I remember our first conversation that we had is I'm doing all the stuff. I'm doing all the calls. I'm doing all the coaching calls. Whenever I do a fast action bonus for my launch, I'm delivering those. I have no time to do anything. Like I can't even go on vacation without having to open the laptop up. And so take me back to that kind of like, what was the state of your business at that point?
I had just had my first $50,000 launch, which was so exciting to me, but I had no time. And literally when I applied for Accelerator, it was over 4th of July last year. We were in West Virginia at my husband's
house. That's right. I remember. Yeah.
And I had to go like into their guest room and whip up my laptop so I could do this application. And you said, why are you doing this on vacation? I'm like, well, because I always work on vacation. This is what I do. I'm the only person in my business. And you were like, we're going to change that. So
yeah.
that was my biggest thing was, yes, I want to grow the business. Yes, I want to make more money, but I want to have more free time. I want to be not the person doing 100% of the things in the business so that I work myself into an early grave. Because what's the point of making all this money if you're working 80-hour weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I know that you tended at first to focus more on the launching part, meaning like, all right, you had your 50K launch. Your goal was to have a six-figure launch. What were some of the things? Because I want to kind of take people through, because this is super common for people at this level. Like, you know, they're doing pretty well in the business, but they're doing all the things and they have no time for anything. And here you are on vacation, opening up the laptop to do, you know, to do this application and in a strategy call. So what was the progression next as you were moving on from and upward from the 50K launch? What was sort of the biggest aha at that point?
I think the biggest aha was that I had three virtual assistants and I was not giving them any tasks. They were there and they were on my payroll for full time and they had nothing to do because I was not good at delegating. And I don't know what I was afraid of, but I didn't like the idea of being a manager. I didn't want to have to boss people around and tell them what to do. And after many coaching sessions, I finally had to do a lot of mindset of it's okay to give them tasks. They want to be busy. They want to do stuff. They don't want to sit around and stare at the ceiling all day going, this is the lamest job ever because I don't do anything. They want to be helpful. And when I started giving them more tasks and giving them more responsibility and seeing them step up to the plate and then do well, and then having them start take more ownership of their position and what they were responsible for, suddenly I had all this free time. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I need to hire more people. And I couldn't wait to get more people on board. And then there was something really amazing that happened. So one of my virtual assistants is in the Philippines and she was working for me full time and I was paying her, I think, weekly. And at one point I said, Lisa, would it be okay if I just pay you monthly? Because seriously, to have to send you this payment every single month or every week is such a pain. Could I just pay you for the whole month? And she started to cry. And she said, my husband has a heart condition and he had a really bad episode and he was in the hospital for a while and he's been released, but we can't pay that hospital bill. And for you to be able to, I'm getting goosebumps now when I tell the story, for you to be able to pay me monthly, I would be able to pay off our hospital bill and that debt would no longer be this albatross around my neck. And then I started to cry and she started to cry. And it was like, you feel like having this virtual assistant who you're paying, you know, 10 bucks an hour or less, something, nothing. Cause what the exchange rate is for the Philippines is just, it so works in our favor.
Sure.
And I just felt like this is just like the equivalent of a high school kid having an after school job. But to her, this was life changing. And to be able to affect somebody's life that way. Then a few weeks ago, she told me that she has now hired 13 people to be part of her virtual assistant staff. She's created a whole business about it. So I said, okay, so now not only are you my VA, you are now the head of all of the VAs. And what else can you guys do? Do you have somebody that can do SEO? Do you have somebody that can optimize my website? Do you have somebody that can do graphic design? Do you have somebody that can write copy? And we just came up with this whole plan of all of the things that these people were going to do. And she was so excited because I gave her a big fat raise. And so now my goal was, I really wanted to, when you and I first spoke, I said, I want to work 30 hours a week. And I was not even close to that.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
This past week, I worked 35 hours. I was so proud of myself. Like, I'm not quite at 30, but I'm definitely working a lot fewer hours than I used to be.
So two things that I want to, one thing I want to just point out there, and then I want to dive into the aspect of having a Filipino VA on your team. So number one, just to point out to everybody what Karen just said. So last July, right? So July 2020, we are in early May here in 2021. Her goal back then was to work, I don't want to work more than 30 hours a week while still having a super thriving business and revenue continues to come in. It doesn't happen overnight, right? It's not going to be like, okay, August 31st, I am hitting 30 hours a week and I'm doing multiple six figures or seven figures in the business, right? It just takes time. It takes, you know, there's progress to be made. And here we are, what is this, 10 months later? And Karen is reaching that point. But as you're going to hear, Karen's business has never been more successful than what it is right now. And I want to dive into some of those mindsets and stuff like that. Filipino VA. So many people have this hang up about, well, it's wrong to pay somebody little money for, you know, according to American standards. But there's so many other aspects that I think that a lot of people don't understand. And one of those things that you just brought up, like just the simple, like, it's like, you're not paying her any more. I mean, when you said, do you mind if I pay you for the month at a time instead of just weekly? Something like that is like, that literally changed her life. Like, they could pay the hospital bill. So talk a little bit about that and like the mindset around, because I know that you hear it as well. And, you know, I'm not advocating for or against. I'm just trying to point out to people that there's this stigma out there that we are doing something wrong. For example, if we have a Filipino VA on our team and, you know, we're paying them whatever it is, I mean, very much lower than what is an American standard. But there's a lot of things that go into it. Like, a lot of Filipino VAs maybe are doing it and, or they're doing it on the side of their day job, if you will, and they're having to travel, say, 2 hours. I've heard this story multiple times. They travel 4 hours a day round trip to their job, and they're like, and then they go, you know, it's just, and you're removing that aspect and giving them more freedom. A lot of them support, you know, their entire family. And so what was that like for you?
At the very beginning, I hired a VA in North Carolina, and she was charging me $30 an hour, and I could only afford her 10 hours a month. And to me, like, even that, when she would send me the invoice for $300, it was like, oh my God,
yeah.
It seemed like a huge amount of money. And she was good, but really $30 an hour for like what you're building me a sales page. It just seemed like, my husband was an x-ray technician and made $35 an hour. And mm-hmm. It's like, it's not fair that somebody is doing that work, making so much money. And I really wanted to have somebody work more hours, but at the time the business was not doing what it is now. And it would just look in the budget. So I stumbled across this idea of hiring a Filipino worker. I don't know how I found it, actually. No, that's not true. I heard him, the president of the company, the owner of the company, onlinejobs.ph, was being interviewed on a podcast. And that's where I first discovered it. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, these people are college educated. They all speak English. Some of them speak English extremely well, like barely an accent at all. They're very hardworking. What he said was, because the Philippines are a whole bunch of different islands, it's not uncommon for someone to take a temporary job for 3 months or 6 months at a time on the other island. So they leave their family and they go live over there, like in a youth hostel or something, with a bunch of other people sharing this room. Mm-hmm. And then when the job ends, they come back home and then they have to find another job. So for them, it's a very unstable lifestyle where they're always thinking, like, how am I going to be able to pay the bills this month? How am I going to be able to send money home to the family? And so for us to hire them with a stable job where they don't have to do that, he said, they will be so loyal to you, they will never quit. Like, they will be with you until the end of time, as long as you still want them.
Yeah.
So if you hire slow and fire fast, you're going to end up with somebody who can really stay with your business long term. And that's what I have found. So I hired Lisa, then I hired a video editor to edit all of the YouTube videos. Then I hired somebody else to manage my inbox and my calendar and be more of an admin. And it just kind of accelerated from there. And they're all still with me, and they've been with me for multiple years now, because I just took the leap of faith that a person is a person, and I'm giving somebody a job. Does it really matter to me where they live? And people that say it's anti-American to give that job to somebody not within the country, well, here's the reality of it. If I pay them $800 a month to work for me, if I hired somebody in my town, how much time could I get for $800 a month? Not very much time at all.
Yeah.
And my dollar just goes a lot farther this way. And I feel like I'm you know, I made the job with me, not me, the job she has with me enabled her to create her own business and become an entrepreneur in her own right and have a staff of 13 people. It's like you're paying it forward, right? Like I gave her a job. Yeah. Now she's giving other people a job. We're making real positive change in the world. To me, it doesn't matter which country they live in.
This is what you had available to you from a resources perspective. Like, yeah, this is what I have financially that I'm able to do, even at paying $300 a month. I was like, $300 a month that I got to pay out. And it's only for, you know, 10 hours or whatever it was per month. And you're looking for more. You're looking for like, hey, I'm ready to grow, but I can't afford a whole lot at this point right now. And so you're being resourceful in that. Thank you for sharing that. I really like this is, and guys, if you're looking for a great podcast episode about this, my buddy, James Schramko, who his podcast called Super Fast Business, he recently did an episode all about working with a Filipino VA team. He's done this. He's down in Australia. He's down in Sydney. And he's done this. His shortest tenured VA is 10 years. Like he's been in the online space for years and years and years. And so, and I think the longest one is like 12 years.
Oh my
and
God.
So wow. talk about being, and like, he's just got an amazing team. So anyway, great episode there. So you are starting to get some more things off of your plate. What were some of those first things that you got off your plate to start to free up more of your time? Because at this point now, I know that you were starting to, all right, how do I increase the launches as well? So you just did your first 50K launch. Like you're trying to build that. What were some of those first things that you got off your plate?
Email and more email. Oh my goodness, am I bombarded with email every single day. And it's mostly spam. And so I was like, I want you to manage the inbox. I want you to unsubscribe me from all of the crap that comes in. I want you to make a folder where you only, anything that absolutely needs my response, you put it in that folder. And I'm going to log in twice a day and only respond to what's in that folder.
Yep.
He also then became the customer support person who would answer all of the emails from customers. You know, I can't log in. I'm having a billing question. You know, where do I find XYZ? She was answering all of that stuff. Yep. And then anytime that somebody would request that I be a guest on their podcast, she could, you know, book it for me. Like, here's the calendar. This is what I've got available. Pick a time. So, you know, really basic admin stuff, but you just don't realize how much time. When I did the time audit for 5 days, I tracked what I did all day long. Like 90% of it was junk, garbage. Yeah. It's stuff that does not move the business forward. I'm like, okay, I got to get all of that stuff off of my plate.
Yeah. The time audit that Karen's referring to is whenever somebody joins Accelerator, it's one of the first things that we have people do is do this time audit, 3 to 5 days, track everything you're doing in the business. I've talked about it here on the podcast before. Look, it's a pain in the butt to do, but the insights that you can glean from doing this time audit it's amazing because you're just like what Karen just said, you're like, holy cow, I spend 2 hours a day answering email when I can be doing that, creating new videos or, you know, improving my webinar, writing emails or what have you. And so I love that. So now you're ramping up your launches at this point.
Yes.
What was your, I don't remember the next revenue mark that you hit on the next launch. Going somewhere with this, but
I was going for my very first six-figure launch. My previous launch had come in at around $55,000. Mm-hmm. And I joined Accelerator in July and I was going to do my next launch in September.
Okay.
And I'm going to do six figures.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to happen, but I'm going to figure it out. And so I spent more money on Facebook ads, which was incredibly scary to me. I am such a cheapskate. Like you'll be horrified to hear this. Back when I was selling real estate full time, like I didn't even spend $10 a day on ads. I would spend $5 a day if I could get away with it on Facebook ads. And so for you to say, well, what's your cost to acquire a customer? And I'm like, I don't know. You're like, well, you need to know these numbers. So after I figured it out and said, okay, well, these are all the numbers, So you're saying how this is how much you could afford to acquire a customer, knowing that your cost is, or your program costs $9.97. So you could spend this much on ads. And I think the first one I ran was like, my budget was $5,000.
And just to note, you were running the ads yourself.
I was doing it myself.
Yep. Okay.
And, All right. They were awful and I didn't know what I was doing. And I tried to learn, but honestly, there's so much to learn with Facebook ads that I went to somebody I knew that has an agency on the side. And I said, "Will you run my ads for me?" And she said, "Oh, thank you for finally asking. I would love to run your ads." So then we bumped up the ad spend and we did it. We did our first six-figure launch. And then the next launch was a little bit bigger than that. And then the last launch was insane. The last launch was, and now I'm going for multiple six figures.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
And that last launch was just recently, wasn't it?
It was in March.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so again, your goal was multiple six figures and you hit that.
And here's another mind shift thing that was crazy for me. So because I am the face of my business and my business is on YouTube, like I have a second YouTube channel where I'm teaching real estate agents how to get business from YouTube. So it's like the Karen show all the time, right? And yeah. I really felt like the fast action bonus that was going to get someone to sign up was to have a personal Zoom call with me. And my husband kind of talked me into doing it because he said, well, everybody wants you. So give them what they want, you know, give them the one-on-one Zoom call. Mm-hmm. So I offered a 1 hour Zoom call as a fast action bonus. And it was like, you know, 55 people signed up and said, oh my goodness. So then I shortened it to a half hour, but I still had that many people enroll. And then my entire day was spent giving one-on-one Zoom calls to people. And it just seemed like it was never ending.
Well, it's 25 hours right there.
Yeah.
50 people and your launches are growing.
Yes. And I mean, you're trying to give yourself 15 minutes between them so you can run to the bathroom and get a drink of water. And then over the course of the day, it's like, what did you get done today? Nothing. Because all I did was talk to people, which I love. I love getting to know them and their businesses and helping them. But in the meantime, I'm not doing anything to help my business grow. I'm just basically taking care of my existing clients at this point. So I said, what would a different fast action bonus be that I could deliver? And I asked in the Facebook group, and you said, what is the number one objection that people give to you? And I said, it's time. They say, I don't have time to make YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's a bonus that would take away that objection? Well, I made them a bunch of templates that they could use in Canva that are done for you. All you got to do is slap your name on it and your logo, and it's good to use. And now you don't have to make it. So I've taken away that objection of time. So my launch method is I do a 5-day challenge where I go live for 5 days in a row. And on day five, I say, if you've had a lot of fun with this, I would like to invite you to join my program. We can go deeper. I'll teach you all of my strategies. And my fast action bonus is these free templates. My program is just under $1,000. I had 135 people sign up in the hour that I was on live on Facebook. My head freaking exploded. I couldn't believe it. I had thought everybody was signing up because they wanted the personal Zoom call with me. Nope, they signed up, but they were signing up to get that fast action bonus because it would save them time, which is what they desperately wanted. And then we ended up doing 235 sales in that launch, which was
boom,
amazing.
I love it. So wait, so did you stop doing that bonus, like the one-on-one call with you?
Yes.
Okay, I love it. So guys, here's the lesson in what Karen just said is she was giving her time as a fast action bonus. So like, hey, when you enroll, when we're on live here or what have you, this is what I'll give you. And it's 30 minutes one-on-one call. Well, if she had done that for 235, well, you said 130 something people. But there's 70-ish hours right there that would be all calls, right? And that is completely not scalable. And when, you know, like we just talked about, when I first talked to Karen, it was like, I'm doing all the things. And she was doing these fast action bonuses and it was the same sort of thing as like, I'm spending all this time doing these calls. I can't go on vacation without having to pull out the laptop, et cetera. And so beautiful. Okay. Let's revisit what the fast action bonus can actually solve for people. And it's use your bonuses as ways of overcoming people's objections to either enrolling in the program or actually doing what you teach in the program. And so Karen knew, like, all right, time to do these videos is actually the biggest obstacle. Karen's like, all right, I got you there. Create the templates once. Amazing fast action bonus. Boom, they're all in there taking that. So can we break down that launch strategy some more? So you do a Facebook group.
Yes, right? I created a free Facebook group years ago, and I did no selling in the Facebook group because I didn't want to be salesy and I didn't want to be icky to my audience. And someone
because being salesy means icky, just pointing this out.
Right. And another mentor that I had at the time said, you have a warm audience of people who are hanging on your every word. It is okay for you to sell to them. Not daily, not all the time, but when you're giving all of this value, and then occasionally you ask for something in return, it's okay to do that. It's totally okay to do that.
Yeah.
I finally said, okay, instead of doing a webinar to completely cold traffic, I'm going to do this 5-day challenge inside my Facebook group, which at the time probably had 2,000 or 3,000 members in it. Now it's like 12,000 people in it.
Wow. Nice.
And so they're all real estate agents who want to use YouTube. Some of them are already doing it. Some of them are not yet doing it, but they want to. So I go live and I say, let's overhaul your YouTube channel, because I see the same mistakes. People do the same, like they talk about the coffee shops. Okay, that's awesome. Did you get any clients from it? No, right. Because people are not looking to buy a house if they're Googling where to get a coffee with, you know, cinnamon latte or something.
Right.
So let's talk about what needs to go on your channel art, your cover image. Let's talk about how to do keyword research and figure out what people are actually searching for online. Let's talk about how to wrap up with a call to action. So I'm teaching them little baby steps over the course of the 5 days. And the idea is that I teach you something and then you do it. And then on day two, I teach you something and then you do it, so that on 5 days, you've made some massive progress.
Wait, but aren't you giving everything away that they can actually go do this?
I am not. I mean, I am giving them bits and pieces of it. Definitely not the whole thing.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yes. I mean, I'm giving them the what and the why, but not the how.
Yeah. But somebody could conceivably take what they're learning in your challenge and go make those improvements to their channel. No? Yeah.
They absolutely could. And many of them have.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm every bit excited for those people as I am.
Yeah.
Like, and one person in particular in my group, she has done amazing with it. She never took my program. Yeah. She listened to everything that I said and did it. And she thanks me constantly in the group. She's like my best advocate. She never took the program. And I'm totally okay with that.
I think, and I bring that up because this is such a limiting mindset that so many people, limiting belief that so many people have is like, well, I can't give too much away during this type of launch or what have you, because then they won't join the program. Well, are there going to be people that do that? For sure. But this is another example where that is simply not the case.
Yes.
And you want people walking away with like, oh my God, that was such value. Amazing. And just like Karen's person here that she's referring to is a perfect example, like completely changed her business, is in the Facebook group, huge advocate, never enrolled in the course. So you give them a challenge each day, go do it. Next day, you're building off of each other. And then when do you hit the pitch? On day five?
On day five. So before I do the training for day five, I say, this has been so much fun. Have you guys enjoyed this? They're all in the comments going, yes, yes, this is awesome. I'm like, I would like to give you the opportunity to take this one step further and go deeper with me in my program, YouTube for Agents. I share my screen. I do a whole like slide presentation of, I don't know, 10 or 15 slides. Mm-hmm. It takes me like 7 minutes.
Yep.
And then we're going to do this fast action bonus. So for anybody that signs up by the time the live stream ends today at 3 p.m., you know, you get the bonus. And then I start doing the presentation, the training of the day. And the sales were just coming in. And like people would get in the comments and like, I just bought, I just joined. I'm so excited. And then they see how many people have joined and they're like, FOMO, I guess. I don't want to get out. And they join too.
Yep.
And by the time I hung up and said, okay, what was it? My assistant who was on the chat, she's like, oh, We had 135 people sign up. That was crazy to me because the previous launch where I was giving away my free Zoom call, we had maybe 50 people enroll. So mm-hmm. it was more than double, almost triple.
Yeah.
By giving them something that was really solving their biggest objection, which was time.
Yeah. Biggest objection to buying the program, because I'm like, well, I don't want to buy this because I don't have time to create the videos right. that you're teaching in the program. And so $135,000 in the first hour of it being open. And I also want to point out here is that from what you just described, 7 minutes of, you know, making the offer to join the program sounds like a very soft, like, here's the opportunity. Like, you're welcome to continue this journey with me. Here's the program. Join us now. Here's the bonus, et cetera. When did you make that shift from selling is scammy, slimy to, hey, I'm here to serve you. This is the best way to do it.
It's been a process. I mean, it did not happen overnight. It has taken a lot of listening to podcasts like yours and James Wedmore and all these people that say, I have something that will change your business. I know it will help you. And if you would just do it, your whole life would change. I have one student in Idaho that said, I am now debt-free. We put in a pool in our backyard. I have so much business coming in. I'm able to pick and choose the people that I want to work with and the clients that would just rub me the wrong way. I give them to somebody else. I don't need their business anymore. He said, my whole life has changed because I have people calling me every single day saying, will you take my business, please? I want to work with you, nobody else, just you. And I know that this works for people. And if I don't tell you what to do, I feel like I'm hiding it from you. I'm doing you a disservice by not telling you that there's a different way.
Yeah.
You do not need to drive around town looking for sale by owner signs in people's front yards and then write down their phone number and then get home and call them and try to get them to hire you instead.
Right.
You don't have to do that. There's a different way and it's more effective. It's more fun. It takes less time and you feel better about yourself as a person. You don't feel like this, you know, telemarketer. That's not why I became a realtor. I did not want to be a telemarketer.
I want to go be like,
it has definitely been a process.
The way that you talk about that, I'm like, I want to go become a realtor. I can do this. I really don't. But, and so another point that I wanted to share with what Karen just said is like, there is no lack of conviction in Karen's, as she talks about her offer, 100% believes that, hey, this will change your life. You know, if you're a realtor, this will change your life, period. Like if you do this work, and I have all these examples of where this is, you know, done this for other people, this will change your life. You do the launch, you do the live trainings in the Facebook group, right? In the free Facebook
yes.
group.
Yes.
They, all right. So what does that look like? Because people often get hung up on like signing up for the training. So they go, they opt in, they register for the training. And then what, on the thank you page, you give them the opportunity to go to like, here's the, hey, the training's going to be in this Facebook group here. Here's the link to join the group. Is exactly. that what it is? Okay.
Yep. So I use lead pages as the solution. Mm-hmm. Make a nice looking landing page, run a whole bunch of Facebook ads. Hey, would you like to learn how to make your phone ring off the hook with leads from clients who are looking to buy or sell in your market and they're ready to do it in the immediate future? Take my free training. So they go to the lead pages landing page, they enroll. When they go to the thank you page, it says all of the training is going to be done inside this Facebook group. You must join this group or you don't get the training. And then we put them on, you know, an email follow-up. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
3 more days till we start, 2 more days till we start. Did you remember to join the Facebook group? Today's the big day. We're starting this afternoon at 2 p.m. Did you join the Facebook group? And like, we're just constantly sending them the reminders of join the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And then at first I didn't want to do it in that group because a lot of them are existing customers and I didn't want to annoy them by seeing all these trainings in there. So I tried making a pop-up group. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was funny was I had the exact same number of sales in the pop-up group as I did inside the big free group when I first ran this experiment a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, it doesn't really make any sense then to do it in the pop-up group, because at least if I do it in my big free group, there's more opportunity for people to just see the training, even if they didn't enroll in the 5-day challenge.
Yeah.
If they're in the group, they're going to see the live trainings and maybe they'll just pop on because, oh, look, what's going on? I'm going to watch what this is.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done ever since then. So it's always in that free Facebook group, because even if they don't register for it, they will still see the trainings.
And you have, like you mentioned, past customers or existing customers in there who can be your advocates in there saying, hey, this program is amazing for, you know, if you're on the fence, like they're doing the selling for you, if you will.
They totally are.
In the group. Yeah. Do you have any challenges with getting like people to show up to like and actually viewing the training?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm sure there are things I could do to improve the show up rate. So this last time, what do we have? We had over 3,000 people register to attend, and I had around a 30-35% show up rate each day. It's like day one is really, really good. Day two, a little bit less. They come back for day three because I'm teaching a really juicy nugget on day three. And then day four is a little bit less. And then they come back again on day five. And that's typically what it's been every time I've done this launch. I think we're on time 8 or 9 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, a third of the people actually show up, which kind of stinks, but we send out an email with the replay, and I'm in this field. I understand what it's like. So when your phone rings and your client says, oh my gosh, this house just came on the market this morning. It's exactly what we want. Can you get us in today? Yeah. They drop what they're doing and they go show the client. You can't say, I'm sorry, I'm attending a webinar today. I really can't go. So I understand that they just can't do it. Their schedules are flexible and they can watch it on the replay. That's just the nature of our industry, I guess.
One thing you could do with that also, I don't think we've talked about this, is you can incorporate Messenger into that as well, so that they're getting reminders in Messenger. And then you could also actually send a link out of that. Once the training's done, send it out to them within Messenger. So you're basically, you're beginning that 24-hour. You can only, you know, after you message somebody originally, you have to keep them engaged, et cetera, during, you know, due to the Messenger rules. But like, you can create that momentum within Messenger during the challenge and will also help increase the visibility of your videos. We can talk about that later too.
Okay.
Another thing I want to note, what you just said, 8 times, you've launched this 8 times now, and like you refined it each time. And a big thing that when I asked you about the, you know, what are some reasons that you think that you had such success with the multiple 6-figure launch? Well, one of the things that you said was you had a lot more confidence in ads, meaning you knew your numbers along the way and you trusted the numbers, trusted the how Facebook ads were working for you. And it's like, all right, well, if I keep increasing the budget here, like this is just going to, my numbers are, my benchmark averages, if you will, from all my other launches, like I can kind of predict roughly what my sales are going to be. What was that like for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny that I've never been a numbers person. I've always told myself that I'm not good at math. I don't like math. I don't understand math. I'm the right-brained person. I'm the creative person. I don't do numbers. And so that's a big deal in the real estate industry too. Like your broker will say, you got to know your numbers. And I didn't want to know my numbers, so I just didn't. And then you said, well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to change that methodology. You got to know what your numbers are. Yeah. So after I started keeping track of it, and I said, okay, so my cost per lead is, let's say, $8 per lead. And then the cost to acquire the customer is, let's say, $175. So if you spend $5,000 on ads, then if you spend $10,000 on ads, you should make this much. And if you spend $20,000 on ads, make this much.
Yeah.
And so the first time I ran a Facebook ad campaign with that kind of ad spend behind it, oh my gosh, like I was sick to my stomach thinking about that much money I was spending. But then that's actually absolutely what happened. So once you have that first, like, oh, he actually knew what he was talking about. I should trust this guy. He is my mentor after all. Then you do it again. And I was able to bump up the ad spend. So this last time it was like, woohoo, we're spending $30,000 on ads this time. It actually came in at about 26,000, but it worked better. So The previous launch, we had spent $20,000 on ads and we sold $145,000 in revenue. And this time we spent $26,000 in ads, but we did $100,000 in revenue more than the previous one. Yep. Even though ad costs are fluctuating like crazy right now,
sure,
the whole iOS thing, it still worked out in our favor. And if I hadn't been tracking those numbers, I would not have known. I just would not have known that it was okay to spend that kind of money on ads because I knew what the return should be.
And 30 grand is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And people get scared off of that. But like the point here is that Karen's spending 30 grand to make $235,000.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that is kind of our secret weapon, and I've had her on the podcast here, is Brittany McBean, who is my copywriter. She's become a very good friend of mine. You hired her. I think, so she rewrote your sales page.
She did.
If I'm not mistaken. And you went from a 6% conversion, if I'm not mistaken, which is very, very good on a $1,000 program, up to what, 14%? Is that right?
Yes.
That is so crazy. That's
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. She did this whole thing with me where she said, I want to poll your audience, the people who bought your program, as well as the people who did not buy your program. And I'm going to ask them all of these questions. And then she came back with the results of the survey and said, now that we know all of their hot button issues, we know how to speak to them. And she wrote all of the copy to go on the sales page.
Yeah.
So yeah, the previous sales page, which I had not written myself, I'd had somebody else make that for me, had a 5% conversion.
5%.
And then
which is very good, by the way.
And I thought it was fine.
Really good.
I was like, okay, 5%. I think that's pretty standard. Yeah. I'm good with that. Then we launched the new sales page with Brittany's copy. Mm-hmm. And when we looked at it after the launch, it was like 14% conversion, because when they were reading that sales page, they were going, oh my gosh, you are saying everything that I'm thinking. You are literally like, how are you inside my head? I know that's what they had to be thinking in order for it to have done that well.
Yeah. And by the way, Brittany will text me and say, she'll tell me that number and say, I'm the reason that that Karen's having such big launches. And I was like, well, wait a minute, let's back up and like, let's look at this. We have a little running joke. So I want to start to wrap up, but I want to talk about two things, okay? Number one is you move into a new house fairly recently in the past several months here, and you're like, I wanted to redo the kitchen. Oh, okay, let's do a launch to fund the remodeling of the kitchen. Like, that is like having an ATM machine at your disposal. Talk about that. Like, you're like, I want to do this. And so, okay, let's go do a quick launch. You're not doing a 5-day challenge. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it wasn't even a launch. It was, I'm going to do a flash sale, because we had just bought this house. And because the business was doing so well, we had put 30% down on this house. So after coming to the closing and writing a big fat check, I was feeling pretty strapped for cash. And I'm like, oh, and now I got to remodel this kitchen from 1988. So I'll do a flash sale. I'm not going to run any ads. I'm just going to send a bunch of emails to my database of, I think it was around 7,000 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to send an email. And this was right before the election. So I think the subject line was, no matter who wins, you win, because I'm having a flash sale. And if you sign up, you know, before the election, if you sign up on midnight on the Monday, you're going to get, and I think we gave them like $150 off the program or something like that. So I figured, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. We had like 25 people enroll. So it was like, yay, now I can go remodel my kitchen.
There's my kitchen right there. I love it. And did you do that again for some other part of your house?
I did it again at the week between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. So I said, hey, I like want to end 2020 with a bang, because, and this was another mindset thing. I remember when I joined your program, you said, what is your revenue goal? And I told you, and you said, no, that's not big enough, because that's, you're already on track to do that. Your goal needs to be bigger.
Yeah.
And so I pulled another number out of thin air, and it was terrifying to me, because I thought, I've never made that kind of money before. How on earth is that going to happen? It was kind of like this whole concept of the optimized mind that you talk about, it doesn't, mm-hmm. it's not your job to figure out how it's going to happen. You just need to set the intention that that's going to happen, and you'll start coming up with ideas, and new people will be put in your path, like you and Brittany yeah. McKean, and people yeah. can help you achieve these goals. And then when I sat down with my bookkeeper at the end of the year to say, okay, how did we do? We exceeded that revenue goal, which was crazy. So this whole journey has not been so much what I do. It's more like how I think so that I become the soon to be seven-figure business owner who knows how to make those things happen. And it's crazy that it's literally all the way that your brain thinks.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, guys, that's why I talk about the number one pillar of becoming the optimized CEO of your business is optimized mindset. You know, and you hear me talk about on the show here, the success of your business is 80% mindset. You know, then we get into the funnels and all the fun, shiny object, sexy stuff like the ads and all that stuff. But if you don't have the mindset, like you will advance, but you're only going to get so far without just like what Karen just said. Now, I do want to finish up with regarding mindset. You had your launch, you hit your goal of multiple six figures on your launch. You had kind of like an empty, I guess is the best way to describe it. Maybe correct me there, like kind of feeling after that.
I did. I posted in the group and said, you know, I was much, much, much more excited at hitting my first six figure launch than I was having my first multiple six figure launch. It's like it happened and I went, oh my gosh, like we sold 235 people. That was cool. Let's go to IHOP for breakfast. It was kind of like so anticlimactic that
yeah.
why wasn't I more excited about that? That was like, seriously, I made more in 5 days than I did in an entire year for the first, 40 years of my life. Why was I not more excited about that?
Yeah.
And you guys said, you know, that's actually the sign of a growing business, because now you know that when I do this, this is what's going to happen. And so it's not really a surprise when it happens. You're like, well, yeah, I knew it was going to happen because I manifested it, really. I mean, I have a little journal and I write down, I am so grateful for my first multiple six-figure launch. I am so happy that I was able to help so many people. I'm yeah. so happy that I was able to help someone change their life and change their business. And I was speaking about it in the past tense as though it had already yeah. happened. And I 100% believed that I was going to hit that number. And so then I did. It almost seemed like not a letdown, but it just wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. And I felt bad about that. I felt guilty that I made all this money and I wasn't more grateful about it.
That's the thing right there is that we often, and that's what happened to me when, you know, I was on like, I want to hit seven figures, like, because I thought that means I've made it. And that means I'm a, you know, quote unquote, I'm a big shot in this space or whatever. And then when I did it in 4 years, and not to minimize that, but I was like, oh my God, amazing. Okay, now what? You know, and it's very interesting how that happens. It's like you hit a goal like that, like a big goal that you think like you're never going to hit. And then you start believing that you're going to do it. And then you do it and you're like, okay, cool. Now what? Like, just keep moving on. But then the guilty feelings start coming up about, wait, I just made all this money. I had so much success and I helped all these people, but I don't feel like super, you know, it's just like, eh, okay, cool. And then, like you just said, like the feelings of guilt and stuff come in. So like, what did you do with all that once you became aware of what was going on there?
Yeah. Once I figured out that this is actually a sign of a good, thriving, growing business, then I gave myself permission. Like, it's okay. You don't have to be doing backflips every time you have a great launch. And there's nothing to feel guilty about. Like, I'm very grateful that this is the state of my business. I was able to retire my husband from corporate America and let him quit the job that he's been doing for 40 years and hated, and let him do something else now, because my business was doing so well that we weren't dependent on his income anymore. And so yeah. wonderful things have happened for our family. You know, this house that we moved into, yes, it's dated and needs a good facelift, but it's on 6 acres and we have a pond in our backyard. We have a chicken coop. We've got chickens. I mean,
it's amazing.
Like, I'm living this crazy little country life right outside of the city of Savannah. And I love it. And all of that was possible because of this business, which was originally my side hustle. And it was simply a way to get people to stop asking me questions all day.
Seriously.
Yeah. Just to take my course. And then I won't have to answer your questions all the time. And I quickly found that that was so much more rewarding to me than saying, oh, I sold a house for $10,000 over the asking price. It's like, yeah, it's great. Selling a house is great, but I've been doing that for 15 years now. This is what really lights me up, being able to help somebody else change their business for the better.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great place to wrap up. Thank you so much for taking us through this journey here and diving into some of the, you know, some of the spots along the way. I'm so excited to continue to watch what you've got going in here in the future and what you're going to remodel next in your house and so forth. you built a chicken coop too, right? Like from some launch proceeds. Coop,
yes. Yeah,
I love it. Where can people connect with you? Where can they, you know, they want to watch your YouTube or where, what's the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, probably on YouTube. I have two channels. So the one that is for people that want to buy or sell a house in Savannah is called Georgia Coast Homes. And in fact, now it's not just Savannah. It's Savannah, Hilton Head, Augusta, and Atlanta. And because I've grown a team and now I have a team of 6 real estate agents because we get so much inbound business from YouTube. Anybody that does not have a YouTube channel, please consider starting a YouTube channel. It is amazing for free organic traffic. The other channel I have is just my name, Karen Carr, and I teach people tips for making videos that will attract their ideal client.
Love it. I'll link both of those channels up in the show notes for today's episode. Karen, thank you so much. I'm so thankful and glad that you came on the show here to share your story. I think this is something that so many people can relate to at different points in their business journey. So thank you for sharing your experience. And I look forward to having you back on when you hit that 7-figure mark, because I know that's what your goal is. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you again.
Thank you. And thank you for accepting me into the accelerator program, because that literally changed my whole business.
Hey, my friend, 2 quick announcements for you. Number one, if you are somebody who is interested in joining my accelerator coaching program, you're either an online course creator, you're an online coach, and you are averaging in revenue at least $7,000 to $8,000 per month in your online business, and you're looking to optimize that business. The whole goal here is, all right, let's increase the business, let's scale the business while working less, right? And so if you're spinning your wheels, you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're still doing all the things, et cetera, then I want to invite you to apply. It's application only for Accelerator. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. The next quick thing, we are celebrating our 500th episode at the end of this month on May 28th. 500 episodes here at the podcast. And what we're going to be doing on that episode is celebrating all of you, the listener who has been listening to the podcast here, taken something that you've learned and implemented and gotten a win. Okay. And so what I want to do here is invite you, if you have listened to the podcast and gotten a win as a result of listening, share your story. Okay. Come give us a quick, I don't mean a 30-minute story. Just come leave us a voice message, share what your win was, share what your business is and how you help people. Just go to rickmulready.com/500, the number 500. And we're going to be profiling. We're going to showcase and celebrate you on that podcast episode. Okay. So let us know, rickmulready.com/500. Okay, my friend, thanks again, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. And until next time, be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.